Proclamation number 3188 of 11th of July, 1944. Conditions for teaching activity. The gift to teach as a servant of God must be consciously requested, by which the human being declares his willingness to be active for God and on his behalf. For in order to be able to carry out the teaching ministry, he has to be pre-educated. He first has to have absorbed what he is to teach himself. He is to be imparted a body of thought which enables him to teach. He is to be able to think skillfully and logically, and this requires a training which can only be carried out by God himself or by his spiritual messengers. And the human being must declare himself willing to do so. He must let his will become active and constantly accept instructions until he has attained a degree of knowledge which is now also sufficient to instruct his fellow human beings again, to refute objections, to correct errors and thus to spread the pure truth from God. Anyone who offers himself to God for this office, who is willing to serve him and his fellow human beings, will also be accepted by God, because it is extremely necessary that people are guided into truth, and because only a few people are able to muster the will to accept mental instructions until they can call clear knowledge their own. For they must have strong faith, they must unconditionally accept what is offered to them. Above all, they must consider direct instruction from God possible, otherwise they would not listen to the inner voice which announces itself to them. They must believe in the working of the Spirit in the human being, otherwise it cannot be effective. And they must work tirelessly on themselves in order to increase their ability to hear the inner voice. They must do everything that requires a strong will so that they will now also be able to utilize what is offered to them. For the gift of being able to teach is now the result of their strong will, which God blesses and rewards by training the human being so that he can carry out his ministry as a teacher when it concerns proclaiming the gospel to fellow human beings. For God wants to convey his word to the world through his faithful servants on earth. He wants to give knowledge to all people through people who have received the knowledge from himself and thus can now carry out their mission correctly for the blessing of humanity, which is seeking and willingly allows itself to be taught by them without resistance. For by the way a gift of grace is offered, people will recognize where it originated from, and their willingness to accept or reject what is offered to them will be correspondingly. And therefore God needs servants on earth who offer themselves for it, and he imparts strength and grace to them. He instructs them and conveys his word to earth. He enlightens their spirits so that they understand what is offered to them and can transfer it to their fellow human beings in the same way, and thus the truth is spread on earth, as it is God's will. Amen.